You are listening to the Punk News Podcast. It's going to be a freestyle episode tonight because I'm pretty busy this week. And I'm here with M Moore. Woo. What?
Wait, did you cut out?
I said, what's happening, M? What's going on?
Oh, sorry. That was on my end then. yeah, crawling out under ice-filled branches. First warm day in a long time. Hauling branches, moving wood.
Hauling branches, chopping wood. Lumberjack and more on the job. And you know how to split logs? You ever split logs?
I do know how to, but I haven't in a long time.
Do you use a wood splitter or a log splitter?
Axe.
Well, there you go. And more chopping that wood.
I feel very stereotypically like Canadian.
Is chopping wood a Canadian thing?
The lumberjack that's look. True.
Do you put a spigot into maple trees and get maple syrup?
I haven't, but there's a place probably 20 minutes away, probably longer than that actually, that does it. It's like a whole like tree farm. And I think we went there on some like field trip once and it was pretty cool. The
Have
Sugar
you ever,
Shack.
It's called the Sugar Shack. That's funny. Have you ever seen a bear in the wild?
Yes, but from a distance.
How about a moose? Have you ever seen a moose in the wild?
I don't think I've ever seen a moose in the wild. I think I've just seen them on like TV and stuff. No, I don't think I've ever seen a moose in the wild. I've seen lots of beavers, though.
Are you sure you live in Canada?
Positive.
So, listen, it's a Punk News Podcast. A lot of big news this week. I don't know if we're going to get to it all, but also, just today, finally, after a little bit of delay, I have confirmed the details for Summer Soiree 8. So if you're a podcast listener, you get to jump before anybody else. Summer Soiree 8, Thursday, July 31 in Philadelphia. Headlined by The Dwarves. Co-headlined by Schoolie D, the original gangster rapper. Also playing Pink Soap, The Noid, and Lips of Coal, Philly's newest death rock band. So that's going to be Philomoka, and it's going to be real cool, and I got to figure out what the price is going to be. So, yeah, it's going to be rad. A lot of news at this week. And this week, actually, we did our April Fool's joke. And this year was a little muted. We kind of played it safe this year. And frankly, part of it was because, once again, it was last minute. I actually started the discussion back in January, but I've been so busy, I kind of dropped the ball, and we didn't do like a bigger thing. The joke, of course, this year was that we were launching it's called the Cool Smart People Festival, and we were throwing a country in tropical Goan Island in the Republic of Moldova. And we haven't announced any of the acts yet, but maybe some guy that plays the banjo is going to be there, and maybe Black Flag, if the bagel guy sings, you know, the angry bagel guy. Tickets start at $6,000 and goes up to premium VIP. You are better than other people. Package is $3 million. And for that, you get a festival pass, ins and outs, a commemorative margarita cup. And this is my favorite part, a signed 8x10 glossy signed by Bob Denver. Bob will not be at the festival, of course. And the people didn't hate this year's. Some people thought it was mildly amusing, and I agree it was mildly amusing. I actually had kind of a crazier idea, which I would have liked to have done, but that might have caused some trouble for some other people, so we had to not do it, you know? And also, I sort of just kind of, like, it was literally March 31st, and I was, oh, crap, tomorrow's April 1st. And so I wanted to be a little bit more collaborative, but this year was a little collaborative, but not as collaborative as I would have liked. So, sorry for not making it more collaborative this year.
Oh, it's all good.
But we had a deadline. So, Em, I thought this year was okay, not bad, but not our, I don't want to say not our best work, but not our most explosive work, as opposed to last year, which where we got threatened to be sued by a multinational major label band, which is cool, you know. This year, a little bit more quiet, not quite as explosive, Em. So I don't know, Em, how do you rank this year's April Fools? I give it a solid middle. I'm saying middle on this one.
Like out of 10?
Out of 10, I'm giving it a 7. 6.5, 7. 7.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to give it like a solid 7 because I definitely had some laughs with it. The Brock and Cheese Hot Pot Pocket, sorry, and the random Arby's I really liked too. So it gets points, definitely. And the The payment method was also very, very good.
Well, thank you. It was cool. It wasn't as ex you know. I always want like April Fool to be kind of like edgy and explosive. You know, this one
Sure.
was kind of safe. You know, almost like
Yes.
McSweeney's, which what annoyed me about McSweeney's and all those kind of like they're like we're a humor magazine and it's very pleased with itself and it's like very like kind of funny but not laugh out loud funny. You know, I always imagine just some guy in like a tweed jacket with the elbow patches. You know, he's balding. He's got frizzy gray hair and he's got glasses on. He goes, ha 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 ha. I get the joke. You know, that's why I felt it. So I wasn't thrilled with this one, but we were in a pinch and I would say it mostly did the job. And people didn't hate it. So we've already
Yeah.
sort of, you know, so. And let next year, maybe I'll let you take control and just handle it totally next year. What do you think?
Ooh, interesting. Yeah,
We'll see.
what can I do?
Or maybe
Yeah,
next year.
it'll
Maybe next year we should do a multi-article one, you know,
Yeah, that would be
or
fun.
what I think maybe next year is maybe we'll do like a theme, like not so much a joke as a theme. And we've done this before where like we do like four articles reporting on like Costco or something. You know what I mean? Like
Oh,
not
sure.
like not a punchline style joke, like a weird concept. You know what I mean?
We've been taken over by the brain slugs from Futurama, and all of the articles are written because, like, we're being controlled by the brain slugs, so it's trying to get more people to get brain slugs.
Something like that. So we'll see. We'll see. So anyway, this year, April Fool's, at least we got the deadline in. At least we had some April. Well, most of the websites don't do April Fool's. But I gotta say, Em, for a minute,
Yes.
I guess maybe websites were going a little overboard to April Fool's. But I still do like the April Fool's, at least early on in the day. You know, do you agree?
I like April Fool's stuff. Same thing early on in the day. I like it when it's like funny and kind of like absurd. I don't really like the we're a band and we're breaking up. Just kidding.
Oh, you mean like we're bad? Yeah, that's stupid. You
You
know what I mean?
know,
Like,
I am not a fan of that, but like, yeah, if someone has something pretty funny, then it's good. I enjoy a good joke.
do you think people even know who Bob Denver is anyway? Do you know who Bob Denver is?
Gilligan from Gilligan's Island.
I just love that. Like, it's just like a throwback joke, like Bob Denver. I that was my favorite part for sure. So yeah, so we
He's
will.
there in spirit, though. He might not be there physically. He's there in
That's
spirit.
true. Did we talk about Catbite last weekend, or we did not talk about Catbite?
We did, because I accidentally spoiled the video for Sam.
Oh, wait, anyway, so Catbite's got a new video out. Tired of Talk with Patrick and Fallout Boy. It's great. We talked about it last week. Listen to last week's episode.
So good.
M, we got we've got three related stories here. Sex Pistols are going on tour in the USA, but of course John Lydon is
Well,
not with the
and
band
Canada.
and Canada. And it's first of all, is this even being billed as the Sex Pistols, or because I've seen different flyers. I've seen flyers in the UK that say Sex Pistols, but I think in the USA it's actually Glenn Matlock, Paul Cook, and I always forget the other guy. Steve
Steve
Jones
Jones.
play the Sex Pistols with Frank Carter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's being billed as the Sex Pistols because I think John Lydon is a co-owner of the Sex Pistols trademark. So I don't think they can legally call themselves the Sex Pistols, but maybe they're just saying, "Well, sue us, John. We'll see what happens," you know. And actually, let me look at the Sex Pistols Instagram. Did the Sex Pistols official Instagram even mention this at all? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they announced it.
On the Instagram?
I think so. Yeah, I
I
think
mean,
it's Sex Pistols. This is who we are. Like, this is who makes up the Sex Pistols featuring Frank Carter.
see, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the Sex Pistols Instagram right
Let me
now, and it doesn't mention it at all.
pull her up here.
But if I go to like Jonesy,
Oh, yeah.
you see now Jonesy. He, so,
Jonesy.
so here's how Jonesy elicit Frank Carter and Steve Jones, Paul Cook, Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols doing Nevermind the Bollocks. You
That's
see,
not Sex Pistols.
that's an important difference. So they're not saying it is the Sex Pistols. It's saying
Oh,
it's
yeah.
those four playing the music of the Sex Pistols, which is legally a big thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just getting the flyer up.
But I think in England it was promoted as the Sex Pistols, I think.
I think it was the same as
Here we
like
go.
as
Actually,
this.
oh, but see, here's Cat. No, Royal Albert Hall. Sex Pistols featuring Frank Carter
Yeah.
performing Nevermind the Bollocks. Royal Albert Hall, that's England, isn't it? Or is it one like Canada too?
Roll out in this context, it's in England.
Yeah, so see, in England it's Sex Pistols, but in America it's the four members doing Sex Pistols. Do other people care about this context at all, or is it just me because I'm a trademark guy?
I think you pay extra attention to it.
Meanwhile, the Pogues a little bit of it,
Pogues.
and of course John Lydon has said that's not the Sex Pistols, and actually today he said because they're doing that, I'm saying I am the Sex Pistols.
Oh,
Now
okay.
Pogues are going on tour, but of course Shane McGowan has passed away, and so the Pogues is going to be Jem Finer and Spider Stacy, who are the only two Pogues left, I guess, that are performing. James Fearnley, Holly Molyneux, Darragh Lynch, Jordan O'Leary, Fiartha Meek, Jim Skavalunos, Iona Zajac, John Francis Flynn, Lisa O'Neill, Nadine Shaw, and James Walborn. They're going to be playing some USA shows, including one in Philadelphia, which I'm, even though it's like not the Pogues at all, I'm kind of tempted to go to. Like, I mean, and listen, half the people are dead, so I don't blame them.
Well, yeah.
It's not the Pogues. But that being said, maybe I'll take what I can get. But before we get into that, last night I saw the quote Dead Kennedys, which is of course Klaus Fluoride, East Bay Ray, Skip McSkipster, and a new drummer. HR opened and the Raging Napians opened as well. HR, let me talk about HR a little bit first. HR really only did about four or five songs, and his backing band did like one or two songs before him and two songs after him. HR was looking pretty frail. They did I and I Survive, and they did Leaving Babylon and a couple of HR solo tracks. Like, yeah, they did like three, they did like five songs total. Three HR solo tracks and those two Bad Brains tracks. And it was, of course, it's in the reggae style. And, I saw HR like 10 years ago or like 7 years ago. Like, for whatever reason, I saw HR like three times within the span of like 4 months, 7 years ago. And he was in pretty, like, he was like really kind of out of it. He was like staring off into space. And he had like this weird smile on his face. And he didn't even really sing. He just kind of stood there. It was weird. And as we all know, he's got, mental health issues, and he's had mental health issues a long time. This show, even though they only did about five songs, it was actually markedly improved. He sat down the entire show. It wasn't high energy, but actually his voice sounded pretty good, and it was the band playing reggae with HR singing over the top. So it was cool. And I think people should go see HR. He it's only like five songs. He's not in great shape, but he's doing what he can. And the fact of the matter is, like, I don't know. It seems appropriate to go see HR, especially at this point. And it was cool to see him. The Dead Kennedys played, and I would never pay to go see the quote Dead Kennedys. But I got in for free one way, and I would never pay to see the Dead Kennedys because I'm pro Jello, so I wouldn't want to give them money. And I
Yeah.
could lie and say it was terrible, or I could lie and say it was great. It was neither. The band
Just
sounded.
okay.
The band sounded pretty good. They sounded pretty good, but I will say the Jell-O band, Guantanamo School of Medicine, and/or the Melvins, is a lot more jacked up. It's faster and harder. But that being said, the quote Dead Kennedys kind of lean more into the, I guess, more musical side or melodic side, whereas Jell-O and the band play all the tracks like they're hardcore punk, which I love. Maybe East Bay Ray leads more to the surf rock side. Skip, I mean, honestly, I wanted to hate Skip because, he's standing in for Jell-O, but he actually seemed like a nice guy, and I couldn't hate him. That being said, it must be weird to be Skip because even on stage, well, I don't want to ignite something. What I will say is on stage, Klaus said, "Here is the very best vocalist in the entire world, Skip McSkipster," which to me felt like a dig against Jell-O, even though he hasn't been in the band for like what, 40 years or something.
Yeah.
And it must be weird to be Skip because your two bandmates hate the guy that you're stepping in for, and you're singing all his lyrics. And so that's a weird dynamic. You know what I mean? Like,
Definitely.
it's a real weird dynamic, and it must be odd for. I mean, listen, everybody's got to get a paycheck, and if that's how he has to get a paycheck, then I don't blame him. But that being aside, I would never recommend any musician to stand in for another legendary musician unless it's like an AC/DC situation, because it's always going to ring hollow and feel a little weird. And so When I saw the Dead Kennedys, it was all right. It was all right. It was decent. But you know, it wasn't nearly as good as the Jello Band, and it wasn't as moving as the Jello Band. And actually, I brought up Skip. Is Skip did some kind of like political monologues between some of the songs, which was cool, but it almost felt like he was trying to be Jello. You know what I mean? And it's like, and even at this point, some people still don't realize that that's not Jello up there, which is crazy. Like, some people think that's Jello. And so it definitely seemed like they're trying to cosplay as Jello, which is weird, you know? Mm-hmm. But it sounded all right. It sounded all right. And Skip kind of even, see, Skip and Winona Riders and Skip and Dead Kennedys, he sings differently. And he's trying to sing like Jello, which I found a little offensive. But maybe he's told to do that, you know? Of course, you know, he's a grown man. He's making his choice to stand in for Jello. So maybe I shouldn't, you know, give him some, I guess, protection. Like, it's kind of whack to stand in for Jello, especially when he and the other guys don't get along, you know? I will say the show was sold out, which surprised me. It was actually very sold out. And the crowd definitely seemed like they had a good time. I could lie and see the crowd thought it was shitty, but they mostly seemed like they had a good time. But it didn't seem like anybody was blown away. Now, when I've seen Jello, sometimes people definitely are totally blown away. So, it's kind of like seeing a band with a different lead singer than a classic lead singer. It always kind of feels hollow. Like you could go see. Oh, I meant to talk. We got to talk about Black Flag too, Em. I totally forgot about that one.
Oh yes, Mike V.
But I didn't go see Black Flag Does the first 4 years, and I didn't go see Black Flag Does My War because on paper you're like, well, it's still Greg Ginn and he's doing My War, but anytime you go to something like that, it doesn't feel. You're like, oh, I saw it. You're never like blown away, you know. Yeah. And so that's how I felt with Dead Kennedys. Like, if you want to go, then go and see East Bay Ray, you know, play. He's a very talented guitar player. It's kind of cool. But at the end of the day, it rings hollow and it doesn't feel right, you know, as opposed to Flag, which is totally different. Or as opposed to Jello, where Jello's not saying he's Dead Kennedys. Jello's like, I'm Jello and I'm going to do like some of the best music ever. And he just destroys the place as Jello, you know. Whereas that's what it is. It seems like with the Dead Kennedys, it'd be one thing if the singer was totally different than Jello, but it seems like they're trying to make a duplicate Jello, which you could never do, which rings hollow. Just like Black Flag, where Mike V is a duplicate Henry Rollins, which, you know, I've got my issues with Henry, but he's a great singer, great performer. And Mike V is no Henry Rollins, and he's certainly no Keith Morris, you know, or Ron Reyes or Dez. And Pogue, Sex Pistols, do you want to talk about that at all, or you want me to ramble about Black Flag a little bit more and then respond?
Ramble about Black Flag and then I'll jump in.
So we kind of broke some news, but it was thanks to a tip. Mike V, I'm so annoyed by the entire Black Flag camp. Greg Ginn, they're so annoying. Like, they're so annoying, Em. They used to be the greatest band, like, ever, and now they're just, like, the most annoying thing ever. So, Mike V, who was kind of a jerk to me once. I'll tell that story.
Oh, no.
So, when Ron Reyes was singing with Black Flag, and Ron was pretty cool, they had Mike V selling T-shirts. And the T-shirts were only $10 each, which was cheap even then, 2013. Yeah, and I'm like, wow, $10 each. So I bought a shirt. I'm like, can I have an XL? And he's like, sure. I'm like, here's $20. And he takes it and he walks away. And I saw he was like doing something else. I'm like, can I get my change? And he goes, oh yeah. So he was like trying to rip me off for like $10. You know, it's like, so I buy the shirt and then I wash the shirt once and it falls apart. Total Greg Ginn style. Instead of selling a good shirt for $20 or $25, which I'll cherish and love and wear around, and be proud and happy that I own this cool shirt, I'm mad at Greg Ginn for selling me a $10 shirt that fell apart. That is, I'm not happy that the shirt was only $10. I'm pissed off that I threw $10 in the trash can, you know? Whereas if I paid $20, I'd be happy with this shirt, you see. Total Greg Ginn style. So anyways, and of course, Mike V is famous for, you know, fighting kids in the audience because he thinks he's Henry Rollins in 86, which Henry actually didn't even do in 86 or 85. Like, people would try to fight Henry and he would fight them. But Mike V thinks that means he should just fight random kids that are stage diving. So anyways, Mike V did this Substack post where he's like, It's titled My Last Tour with Black Flag. And as one of the commenters put it, this is the longest post about trying to buy a bagel that I've ever seen ever. And the whole thing is about him like just going to the store to buy a bagel, and he's on tour and he's miserable. And he doesn't even say I quit Black Flag. He just talks about what a miserable time he's having on tour. So we're not even sure that he quit Black Flag. But I think you have to assume if the entire thing is about him having a terrible time on tour, which he doesn't mention Greg at all, mind you. Mm-hmm. And it's called my last tour with Black Flag, which could mean his final tour or it could just mean his latest tour. But I took it to mean his final tour. Then I guess he's no longer in Black Flag. And frankly, I don't feel sorry for him because Ron Reyes got treated like shit. And Mike V fired Ron on stage and told him to get off stage. And Ron's a nice guy. All right. And he's a way better singer than Mike. So I don't feel bad for Mike. Also, there's that old phrase, if someone tells you who they are, believe them. It's like, yeah. Mike, like, did you really think that Greg Ginn was going to be nice to you at the end of the day? Greg Ginn is clearly insane and is a jerk. And I'm even saying in a literal sense, he's got problems. And so Mike V apparently is fired from Black Flag, apparently, or quit, rather. And he seems bitter about it, and I don't feel bad for him. But, you know, in true man-baby form, instead of just saying, I'm out of Black Flag, he's got a vague post, like a 14-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, my life is over. I got to go to geometry class. You know, like, instead of just saying, I'm no longer in Black Flag, Greg's a dick, or if you want to be classy, I'm no longer in Black Flag, I was not having a good time. Like, he's got a vague post and not, you know, and leave everyone guessing, you know, like a man-baby. And also, he's got, like, this long rambling thing that reads like a Ron's diary entry when Ron's, like, 27. The difference is Mike V's, like, 57 or 50, not 27. And even at 27, it's kind of embarrassing. So, the whole thing is very modern-day Black Flag-ish and weirdish and very, I'll say, very high schoolish. And what's more interesting, Em, is I meant to post about this today, but I didn't get around to it. Black Flag has already announced more tour dates. But who's going to be in the band? So what's going on with Black Flag, you think? Do you think Mike V's still in the band and he's just vague booking? Or do you think Greg Ginn's being totally nutty and he's announcing a tour before he's even got a new singer? Or what do you think the deal is?
I think that Mike V wants to leave, but because tour dates have been announced, he's going to feel obligated to stick around and see
but
this
why?
Through.
But why? I mean, if Greg Ginn's a dickhead... Of money? Well, that's a possible answer. But then why would he say my final tour with Black Flag? Why wouldn't he post that 6 months from now?
Maybe he just, the shitty bagel really pissed him off and he was just like, publish.
Could be. I hate vague posting him. It's so sophomoric.
You don't want to like message someone and be like, hey, are you okay?
No, I just wanted to
What's
say
going
why he
on?
Black Flag or that he's not in Black Flag. Like, what?
It's an air of mystery.
Did you read this thing, Em? It was so insufferable to get through. It was exhausting to get through. Exhausting.
I didn't read it. Now I should probably skim it. I just read the main article.
I mean, you know, anytime someone's like suffering or in a bad space, you're like, you kind of feel sorry for him, but I don't feel sorry for him because he was such a dick to Ron Reyes, you know? Like, he was a dick to Ron Reyes and the same thing happened to him at the end of the day. I don't feel sorry for that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, Ron Reyes seems like a very nice person.
So, I don't know. It is amazing that when Black Flag and Flag is still awesome. I'll be seeing that punk rock blog. Black Flag is amazing. I mean, Flag is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is interesting when Black Flag and Flag rose. I actually did a pretty in-depth article about that at Punk News, which was kind of cool way back in the day, 10 years ago now, or 12 years ago. It was like, who's going to win, Flag or Black Flag? And the fact of the matter is, like Greg Ginn sort of had the Trump card, you know? I start a Black Flag. I'm the only constant member of Black Flag. I'm Black Flag. And he took that, and he just lost every single draw of the hand, Em. Every single draw of the hand, he lost. You know what I mean? Like, his band was way worse. He was a dickhead. He just was not sympathetic at all. And the shows are terrible, you know. And then, like there's been such a revolving cast of Black Flag over the past, like, 7 years. There's been 15 members of Black Flag over the past 10 years, Em. What do you think of that?
That's too many. Like that's not a them problem, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. Well, it might be a Mike Vallely problem as well, but
Well,
but I mean, like I don't think Ron really talks about it much anymore because I think he feels very bad about it. But back in the day, Ron detailed like what went down, and I felt so bad for Ron. He got treated so poorly, and so I don't really feel sorry for any of these guys. And would you go see Black Flag?
I would not go see Black Flag.
Why?
I like Black Flag. I like the music, but I don't like the way that Greg Ginn is doing everything, and I don't like how, like, I don't want to go and see people who I know aren't having like a good time, or you know, who aren't getting along, or there's like a lot of tension, you know, like I'd rather not. So I'm pretty good. I did get the Substack up, and I'm gonna revise my answer.
Oh,
When
go
you asked
ahead.
about the tour dates, this was posted on February 7th. So I
Yeah.
think they have a new singer if tour
Who do you
dates
think
have been announced.
it's gonna be?
Ooh, baseless speculation.
Yeah. Just some
Who's
asshole.
not
I mean,
doing
it's gonna be just some
anything?
asshole.
Yeah, like I can't think of anybody like off the top of my head who would want to do it. But I mean, I have one that would be funny, but I can't say it because we'll get sued.
Who? No, Rome.
Yeah.
We should have that for April Fool.
We
I would go
should
see
have.
that. I would go see that.
You go see Black Flag with Rome.
I would go see Black Flag with Rome. I would definitely. Anyways, so yeah. So
Anyways.
would you go see Sex Pistols? Now M sent me a link.
Yes.
Is let's see here. M says
Yeah.
that. Well, now
Okay.
see. Events.cedar.com says Sex Pistols featuring Frank Carter, but events.cedar.com is a ticket resale website, so that's not being put out. Like, where's like what's Ticketmaster say? You see, so this.
Ticketmaster says the same thing, and also their
Oh, it does.
Instagram handle. Because they're not using the Sex Pistols Instagram. Their Instagram handle is Carter Cook Jones Matlock.
See, not Sex Pistols.
Not Sex Pistols.
Let me see.
No, it's not
I'm
even mentioned. Well, it just says of Sex Pistols.
Well, on it, you're right. On Ticketmaster, it does say Sex Pistols, but is there any dates listed there? There are. Interesting.
Maybe it's just like a regional thing. Like it shifts. That's the only thing I can think.
Trademark is done by country, so like California, I mean, Canada could be different than USA, could be different than England, you know. But I would definitely think that the internal band agreement of the Sex Pistols, which John Lydon is a member of, would be very heavily regulated. I mean, not regulated, would definitely detail this exact scenario. So I'm surprised. I mean, there might be an outstanding lawsuit between them. I know Lydon sued them over that TV show, but I don't know whatever happened to that.
It just kind of like
Petered out.
left. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't
know.
remember seeing any updates on it.
So, would you go see Sex Pistols with Frank Carter? Would you go see the Pogues with two Pogues?
I would 100% go see Sex Pistols featuring Frank Carter because I don't think that they're ever going to reconcile.
I don't think so.
So it's like, I want, again, like those songs mean, or, you know, like, that band has meant so much to me. And then just kind of like with John Lydon's politics and stuff, like that's really put a stain on it, you know? Like, and I know Bodies is a shitty thing anyway, but like,
I see. I disagree. I don't think Bodies is meant literally. Like I think Bodies is kind of like a GWAR type song. I don't think Lydon's actually saying he's pro-life. I just think it's kind of like a shocking, messed up GWAR type song. But we'll never know.
we'll never know. Yeah, like that's the thing, right? But
The song is awesome, though. I mean, you have to agree the song itself is awesome.
the song is very well constructed. It's just like, what's the meaning behind it?
But see, I actually like that in that like I like now more than ever, like every song has to be literal and everyone has to understand every word. To me that's kind of like a dark age in that like songs can be vague. Songs don't have to have one specific meaning.
No,
And I feel
for
like
sure.
people insist on and I feel Bodies is a vague, weird abstract song that is open to multiple interpretations. But we're getting off track though. So you would go see Sex Pistols with Frank Carter.
I would 100% go see Sex Pistols with Frank Carter because, again, like I want to see those songs performed live. I know, like, not with John Lydon, but with the majority of the band. Frank Carter is a great vocalist. The videos I've seen are really good. And, like, he has obviously, like, you can't replace John Lydon, and I'm not saying he is, but, like, he definitely has that, like, kind of bite and snap that the songs and the words need. So I would definitely go see them because I mean, never in a million years would I think I'd be able to see any in not incantation, any
Incarnation.
there you go. Thanks. Any incarnation of the band. And then with Pogues, like I don't know. I'm intrigued. I like the Pogues. I'm more of kind of like a casual fan of the Pogues. So I'm not a Pogues expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I want to know what like the show's gonna look like and obviously how it's gonna sound because there's so many like different musicians that they have, and I think they can do so much like really, 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 really cool stuff with it. So I'm on the fence, but I'm leaning towards maybe Pogues. What are
See,
your
for me,
thoughts?
I actually probably will go see the Pogues. I never got to see the Pogues or Shane McGowan, which I would love to have done. But you know, since Shane's dead and some of the other members are dead, this is less offensive to me than the Sex Pistols. I actually probably would go see just to hear the songs. Whereas with the Sex Pistols, I mean, the fact I probably will go just because, like, in a way, I'm getting too hung up on the name. Like, I know it's not really the Sex Pistols, but it's members of the Sex Pistols playing the Sex Pistols. See, I mean, if they just called it that,
It's
I'd be like, that, you know, that'd be cool. But I you know, even though Lydon said some crappy stuff, and deep down, I feel like he's not being genuine when he says that stuff, but maybe he is. I don't know. I mean, I don't like what Lydon said, but as a person, I think Lydon's a pretty nice guy. I think he's got some, well, he definitely has had some alcohol issues, but I mean, like, you know, there's a person's words and what they do, and you know, Lydon cared for his wife when she had dementia. He canceled entire tours and stuff when a lot of people actually probably wouldn't have. He looked after Ari Up's grandchildren, and he rescued like some chimps or something or gorillas in a gorilla
Yeah,
sanctuary.
chimps.
Like he's done some really cool stuff, and so I can't hate on him. I wish he wouldn't. I wish he would kind of clarify some of the wacky stuff he's saying, and I wish he would get back together with the Sex Pistols, and they would do a truth Sex Pistols. But I think he's not interested in that, honestly. And so anyway, getting back to the Sex Pistols show, I probably would go, and I would probably think it's all right, but it probably is going to ring just like the Dead Kennedys. I'm like, it feels hollow. I feel like it'll feel hollow, but at least I'll get to hear the song, so I might. I mean, let's say I go and it sucks. Well, who cares? But you know, it's just kind of disappointing, or it's never as what you hope it's going to be. Whereas opposed to Flag, totally is, you know, but Flag's a little different. You know, Greg Ginn's a total asshole, and the other people were members of Black Flag, or Steven wasn't, but essentially he is, and they're awesome live, you know, and the singer's there. So does Frank Carter, does he sing like Lydon, or does he sing in his own cadence?
He sings in his own cadence,
That's
from what
definitely the way to
I've
do it.
listened to.
That's definitely the way to do it. So yeah. So that's that. M741, you care about, is that one of your bands, or do you not care about them?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. Like, again, growing up, you can't escape Sum 41, and they're definitely, and you know, that's a good thing. They're definitely a band that introduce you to a different type of like music, and they're played on the radio, so you get to hear that, and different things. Like the impact that they've had has been like amazing, you know, like there's so many Canadian bands who cite them as influences, and obviously you can hear it. And it's so cool that, again, they don't come from a very like large place within Canada, and to make it as big as they had or have, I guess, you know, and achieved everything that they wanted to do. That's pretty sick. The Junos, they were inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, which 100% deserved. I understand because they have like a relationship with them and they've been on the road with them and like they're friends and stuff. Why the Madden Brothers, from Good Charlotte inducted them. I totally understand that, but I really wish that it had been a Canadian band or members of Canadian bands. Like one thing I think would be really cool is because they have such an impact, an imprint, I guess, in the Canadian punk scene. So to have people who have been really inspired by them, or who they've worked with, come up and kind of induct them, I think that would have been really, really nice. But you know, that's just kind of something I think would have been cool. Their final performance on the award show was like pretty quick. They did a medley of three songs, and those three songs were Over My Head, Still Waiting, and In Too Deep. And it was really like it was good. They had a lot of energy there, and you could tell they were having fun doing it, and the crowd was enjoying it and everything. I know there was one member of the band who wasn't there for the show and who wasn't there for like the acceptance speech and stuff. They did acknowledge that in the acceptance speech. I think he was sick, but I'm not 100% sure why he wasn't included if he wasn't. But yeah, and then their final music video was for Radio Silence off their final album or double album, Heaven and Hell. It's good. It has a lot of archival footage, and it's a fitting song to go out on, I think, as a video. I did think there was going to be a little bit more to it, but it's a good kind of like retrospective look back. So there, we've talked about this on the podcast before, like with bands going on final tours and releasing final albums. And, you know, we're always like, well, is it really the end, or are they going to come back in like 5 years, or what's going to happen? This is a band I think is just done.
Why do you think they're done?
Everything just feels more final.
No, I'm saying what, like, why are they hanging it up? I mean, there's still money left to be made, you know what I mean? So, like, why do you think they're like, we don't want to do it anymore?
I think it's they have other things in their lives they want to focus on. I really think that's it. They've been in the band since they were, what, like 13 or something? Like they've been Sum 41 for the majority of their lives. So I think maybe they just want to take a step back and pursue other things or focus on other things like families and stuff. But I'm not 100% sure. I'm gonna look back and see, refresh the memory in the. Do we not have it on here? But again, like just from what I remember while I look for it, about their breakup was like it was very much step by step. Like, okay, we are announcing that we are breaking up. We are going to release a final album. We are going to do a final world tour. We're going to do, you know, a final video. We're going to do a final kind of performance, and then we're done. So, let's see. I have it up. It doesn't really say. It just says we will be disbanding. So again, I would just baseless speculation, I'd say they just want to do other things. They want to focus on other things. They've been a band for almost 30 years.
Well, there you have it. It is the end of Sum 41, the end of an era. So here's another curious story. Danzig re recently did about six or seven shows, and on the final show, he was selling a t-shirt and a poster. And the shirt said Kia Forum, Saturday, March 29. And the poster and shirt has like a cartoon picture of him, like with his hands on fire. and behind him was a sun wheel. But the problem was, it's not just a sun wheel, it's a Schutzstaffel, which is a sun wheel with the German SS's all linked together, which is a symbol that was used by the Germans in World War II and the Schutzstaffel themselves, the SS. And so a lot of people were like dancing, like, why are you selling your shirt with a Schutzstaffel wheel on it? And that's kind of weird, man. And so some people are like, dancing's a racist, and some people are like, nah. Soundgarden also has that on one of their album covers, which they do. It's they on do. A Bad Motor Finger or something like that. And so Danzig didn't respond at all. We actually we weren't the first people to pick up on this, but we were the first people to reach out to Danzig and the Seventh House, which is the official Danzig fan group. And they actually got back to us, the fan group. The band did not get back to us. But the fan group said, no, sorry, we have no idea on that. Thanks for checking. So at least they responded. Okay. And so from a strategy standpoint, so I've got two topics here to talk about this. Let's talk about strategy, and then let's talk about the thing itself. Strategy sure. standpoint, Danzig actually, I think, made the right move. He didn't even respond. And even if he said, what I would have liked for him to say is, well, first of all, I don't think Danzig made this shirt, and I know for a fact that a lot of Danzig material and Misfits material isn't made by Danzig. It's made by another person who is a nice person, but they're I mean, a lot of like these modern day Misfits and Danzig shirts and posters are just hideous, you know, which is weird because like you look at those, the Misfits singles, the art direction is astounding. You know, the first four Danzig albums, the art is amazing, especially 1, 3, and 4, some of the coolest looking albums of all time. And then somewhere off that, and the Sam Hain records, the first and third ones look awesome. The EP is kind of weird. Somewhere along the line, like lost the plot, and he went from being like a master of visual arts to being very hit or miss. But the weird thing is, as tight of a rein as Danzig keeps on his music, I know he keeps a very tight rein on it, for some of his art, his t-shirts and posters, like he's like, whatever. And so there are a couple of people, at least one person I know, that does some of the designs, and they're just not good at it. Like, it's very comic booky, but not even good comic booky, which to me, I think I would say Danzig's art should be treated in a more serious manner, like Danzig 1, 3, and 4. Or Sam Hain 1 and 3, or even the Misfits, you know, less comic booky and Simon Bisley and more, you know, I don't know, tasteful. And so with this thing, from a strategy standpoint, I actually think Danzig might have made the right choice, and that by not responding, it's just going to blow over. His core fans probably don't really care that much. It's the people making the biggest noise probably aren't actually Danzig fans. They're looking to nail Danzig. And so by not, like, if he said, I didn't know about this shirt, people would say, we don't believe you, or you're a creep, or we know you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. And if he comes out and he says, I meant it, that's even worse. So I think from a strategy standpoint, he probably made the right choice. And this is, you know, people have a very short memory. And anytime there's some sort of drama like this, honestly, your best bet is probably just to ignore it, because people that are looking for blood or looking for a reaction, if you don't give them that, then they move on to something else. You know, this when this news broke, it was huge, and people have already forgotten about it. And that being said, I would have liked for Danzig to come out and say, oh, I didn't make this design, or I don't know how that got out there. Like, or even, I didn't mean it that way, which it definitely is a Schutzstaffel sun wheel, you know. Yeah. And you can be assured, because if it was just the S's, you could say, oh, like, it's just kind of like an Aztec style design or something. But because it's got the interior circle as well, it definitely is Schutzstaffel, you know. And so I would have liked them to come out and say, oh, I didn't approve this design. I didn't make this. Some other guy made it. My bad. And me would say, oh, okay, you know, it was an innocent mistake. Because, you know, Danzig likes Nordic imagery and actually not even Nordic. I mean, he's got Semitic imagery. He's got Middle Eastern imagery. He's got all he's used all of that over the years. And so maybe whoever made it just thought it was some kind of, you know, Norse image, which it's not. But I could see how someone could make that mistake, or even an Aztec. I mean, it does look kind of Aztec-y, even though it's not, at least as rendered here. So I would have liked for Danzig to just come out and say, oh, my bad. I'm like, oh, that's cool, Danzig, man. Don't worry about it. But he didn't, you know, which is a little annoying. And so not a good look for Danzig. Now, the second part is, So from a strategy standpoint, I think he made the right choice by not responding because people have already moved on to something else. From a moral or fan standpoint, I wish he had would have come out and say, I like my bad. I didn't mean to do that, you know? So now the second question is Danzig, does he actually mean it? I mean, I don't know, but I think the answer has got to be no for two main reasons. First of all, Danzig loves the blues. Danzig 2 is a blues album. He's always talking about how much he likes the blues. And so I just don't see how you can love the blues, which is black, was made by black people. And he's talking about how much he loves Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and even like Blind Lemon Jefferson and Albert King. I don't see how you could literally play those guys' songs and talk about how much you like them and then actually be racist and hate them. I just don't see those two things fitting together. So I don't think Danzig's racist for that reason. Also, I don't think he's so dumb in that he would knowingly put a racist image on a shirt and try to sell that and then think people wouldn't recognize it in 1 second. We live in 2025. Anything is going to be public in 3 seconds. You know, I don't think he'd. I mean, if anything, I think he'd come out and say, if he did mean it, he'd say, yeah, I meant it. I love it. You know, I love the SS. So I don't think, I think it was just kind of a dumb mistake. I think either he thought it was some kind of occult imagery and you know, Danzig never likes to admit that he's wrong, and he's been wrong here or there. And so I don't think he realized that it wasn't an ancient symbol. It's actually a modern symbol. Or someone else made it, and he just didn't want to say, whoops, I had someone else made it. My bad. And so. You know, he's in the wrong here. I wish he would say that he was in the wrong and he's not. I don't think he's racist, but I would like for him to have the courage to come out and say, listen, racism isn't cool and the shirt is my bad. I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? That's what I would have liked to hear. And what's your stance? What's your perspective?
Yeah, I agree that it would be nice for him to come out and say that, like kind of clarify it. I was looking at another article just to kind of like see something, and according to this article, Danzig's main touring support act was Down.
Yeah, it was.
So like that just I don't know, that kind of raises kind of question marks in one way, because Philip Anselmo's used a lot of Nazi iconography and he's done a lot of like
I mean, I'm not to defend. I think Phil's an annoying redneck, but what Nazi iconography has he? I know he did the thing with white power, which I think was just a dumb joke because they were talking about white wine. Like, I don't
he
think.
did the Nazi salute.
Well, I because white power as in the white wine. I realize it's not tasteful and I realize it's stupid, but I don't think that means he's a Nazi. You know what I mean? I'm not defending. I think Phil's an annoying drunk redneck, but I you know just I mean like Jell-O's done the Nazi salute when they used to do California Uber Alles way back in the day. Does that mean he's a Nazi?
But
You know what
that's
I
a
mean?
different thing, right? Like that has context behind it.
Well, I think with Phil there's content. I think it's poor taste. But I don't think him making light of maybe something he shouldn't make light of makes him a Nazi, you know. And I'm not saying Phil's a nice guy or I think his music's terrible and I think he's a douchebag, but I don't think him doing that means he's a Nazi. I just think it means he's making tasteless jokes.
I don't think that was a joke.
But what other iconography has he used?
Oh, actually, sorry. That was, I think, about it. But I misspoke. I was thinking about the other thing. But anyway, yeah, back to Danzig. You do have a good point that he probably doesn't have a lot of, like, he's probably not very hands-on with the art side of things and the designs.
I hope he's not, because and some of those designs are so hideous. It's like, and we've said this before, it's like just pay some college student like $200 to make a cool shirt, and hope that kid will get some money. He'll design a Danzig shirt and it'll look rad instead of these cheesy ass cartoon shirts. You know, who wants these corny cartoon shirts?
13 to 15 year olds.
Maybe. Good point. Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to take you off track.
Yeah, so I don't know, like it doesn't look great,
Yeah,
is
it
what
looks
I'm
pretty bad,
saying. It
you
looks
know.
pretty bad. I would like a clarification or a statement of sorts. I understand what you're saying at the beginning with like him not coming out or representatives not coming out and saying anything is, just to kind of get things blowing over. But I don't know. Like there's something like weird going on with and obviously completely different, but there was a thing, I think it was last year maybe or the year before, where Harry Styles merch had like a bunch of like Nazi or had some Nazi image on it and stuff. And they sold that for a really long time before people like figured it out. Same with like the 1975. So it's just kind of weird, like what's going on with like people who are designing band merch, you know what I mean?
Oh, was he actually? I'm going to respond to that respectfully. Is oh, I see. So Harry Styles' thing has an HH on it, which some people say means Heil Hitler. I don't think just having HH means Heil, especially if you're Harry Styles.
Well, yeah,
Or,
like it's your name.
but oh yeah, okay. So they so but the like there are bad people out there, namely Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So I'm annoyed that the people maybe on we'll say the right side of history are wasting energy and attacking people that actually don't mean anything bad whatsoever. It seems like wasted energy. And not to be too conspiracy, I almost
No,
wonder
for
like,
sure.
is that the far right like trying to misdirect the energy? You know what I mean? Like, let me draw sort of an example. Like in a
Sure.
lawsuit, if I'm suing someone or let's say I'm suing a bootlegger or somebody, right? Or not a
Yes.
bootlegger, let's say it's a contract dispute. And on their side of things, they're like, aha, we know you didn't do XYZ. And I know, and they don't know, but I know that XYZ is not a weak point, but they think it is a weak point. Then I'll encourage them to attack that weak, that thing they think is a weak point, because they're using up their energy against a useless endeavor, but they don't know it's useless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so here, like attacking Harry Styles just because he's got HH on his hat, you know, like I really don't think Harry Styles is a Nazi, you know, and if he was, I don't think he'd be dumb enough to put it on his merch, you know. And so it's like you only have so much energy, you only have so much money, you only have so much attention span. So let's go after the real bad guys, not after Harry Styles, who clearly is not like it almost makes me think, is that the Nazis saying go after Harry Styles to like waste energy? You know what I mean? So like to me,
Right.
that's a total waste of energy, you know, like just and it seems the Harry Styles thing seems on one hand naive and on another hand malicious and hateful, and not representing the value you're trying to represent with Harry style. But go ahead, Em. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's just odd to see, kind of things pop up or like that are reminiscent of,
I mean,
different
like,
things.
do you think Harry style is a Nazi? Do you think there's any validity to
I
that?
don't know anything about him, so I can't make a judgment call.
Well, I'll say, I mean, I don't know him. I've never even heard a Harry style song. I think Harry style is not a Nazi. And I just think that's a total like farce, that HH thing, you know, as opposed
Yeah.
to Kanye, which it clearly is not a farce, you
Well,
know.
yeah, that's the other thing. Don't know. Like, I agree with you with the you only have so much energy and you should be going after like the real evil in the world instead of, it's so hard to, I think the main thing it boils down to is now with like the political landscape like as it is, it's so hard to tell in certain circumstances what are intentional dog whistles and what are unintentional, and are they
True.
unintentional or are they
True.
intentional. So that's why I think like the stuff gets a lot more why we talk about it and analyze it so much, because it's like we really don't know, and it's so hard to figure out where certain things lie and certain people lie.
I would agree, but I would add on, I agree with everything you said right there, but I would add, like with Harry Styles, I
Well,
feel like that's
yeah.
just people like kind of playing a game. You know what I mean? Like, let's see how far
Probably.
we can push this ridiculous idea. I really don't think Harry Styles is a Nazi. I don't think
I
Danzig
would
a
doubt
Nazi.
it.
I don't think he'd be, because like with the Danzig thing, it's not even a dog whistle. Like, it is a shooting Stoffel sun wheel. That's not a dog whistle. That's a Nazi imagery, you know?
Yeah, that's a full thing.
So I would hope, and I think that it's an accident, and I would like for Danzig to say my bad, but I don't think he's going to. And that's Danzig. So anyways, I mean, And that puts me, and of course, and the universe revolves around me. So that puts me in an uncomfortable position. You know me, Em. I'm a fearless Danzig supporter, and I will fight tooth and
True.
nail for the Zig. But can I now? You know? But also, one other thing is, if he came out and said, my bad, he would get more blowback, you know? But that would fade away. Whereas by not saying anything, people can always say, oh, yeah, but he's a Nazi, you know? Where,
Yeah.
not, like, if he just said, my bad, he would get shit for like a week or two. And then it would go away. You know what I mean? But by not responding, there's always going to be that guy to say, but he had a Nazi logo on his thing. And we don't have the direct evidence to say that's not what Danzig meant, which is annoying. You know what I mean?
It's a really tricky spot.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
I think Danzig should come out and say, I'm not a Nazi. I mean, I love
I
the
agree.
blues, but I think he won't because he's Danzig. So anyway, so I don't know if I mean, I'm always going to enjoy his music. I'm always going to see him. I mean, until if he turns out he actually is a Nazi, that'll change things. But as of now, I am perceiving that he is not a Nazi. But I don't know if I can be as fearless an offender as I can. Like with Leiden, I used to be 100% Leiden backer, but I can't get in the pit and fight for Leiden anymore as long as he's supporting Trump. I can't do it, Em. Danzig, I would say this is
Yeah.
not as bad because he's being much more vague. But on the other hand, it's almost more sinister. Although Trump is basically a Nazi anyways, you know.
Well, he
So
is fascist.
yeah. So I guess Trump's as bad as that. So yeah, man. I don't know. So I will say I don't know if I'm hoping I will. I'm hoping there'll be some sort of re resolution with this. I don't think there will be. And Danzig, he's coming close to the end of the career. I'd hate for it to end on this little twist. You know, I'd hate for that, M. He could go out.
Yeah.
And he could go out, you know, in a blaze of glory, and instead we've got this annoying little thing. But also, and actually, and not to draw this out, it underscores
Yeah.
why it is important to be hands-on with your merch, and why it is important to know
Yes.
what you're putting out. You know what I mean? So yeah. So, I mean, if it was like a Nordic symbol, I think that'd be a little bit easier to pass over. But this is not a Nordic symbol. It's a symbol from like 1939 or something. So. Anyways,
Yeah. Well, and like the thing of, oh, well, it used to exist in, this
but it
context,
didn't.
right?
This one didn't. Did but
No,
like,
like that's the thing. That's what I was going to bring up was like, if you try to make that argument, that looks different. It's like the swastika in like the Hindu like co context looks different and means something different. And, the swastika obviously in the Nazi sense looks different and means something different. And it's a perversion of that symbol.
I will say I'm looking at this image. And I'm not making excuses.
Sure.
Is Danzig's got fire in his hands, and like the wheel itself is radiating light. So maybe he did mean to use like an ancient sun wheel and just use the wrong one. I'm hoping, Em. I'm hoping. But then, but if
Maybe.
he just came out and said, "My bad," then that would clean everything up, Em. It would clear everything up.
It would. I hope he does that. Again, I agree with you. I don't think he will, but I hope he does just for like to know,
But also, I hope he stops making terrible looking merch. I mean, like, oof, oof. Even without the sun wheel, this looks pretty bad. I mean, like the cartoon Danzig is just, it looks cheesy, you know?
It looks like something. But I can't like put my finger on it. It reminds me of something.
But to me, it looks like either 80s comic book or maybe even like 80s Hanna-Barbera or something. Or maybe anime.
I'm not getting anime. The muscles are very odd.
Yeah, it's like not a good drawing, you know.
No.
Hey, well,
But they got his bulge in there.
I see you noticed that, Em. I didn't even notice that, but I see you went right to that. Interesting. Chubby and the gang have broken up. Em, are you
Yes.
sad? Some people are sad. Are you surprised?
I was surprised, yeah, because like the last album, the last Chubby and the Gang album, I think it was just the main person who was doing everything. I don't think it was a full band album. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure because all the press shots for the most recent Chubby and the Gang album was just the main person. So again, I don't know if it was just kind of like a an optics kind of shift, because I know there's a lot there's another couple like bands who started as bands but then kind of transitioned into solo artists but kept the name or bands that remained bands, but they just decided to kind of put one person out instead of the entire band. So I'm not quite sure what the deal with Chubby and the Gang is there. I was surprised though, but I don't really think that I think Chubby and the Gang is done for a bit, but I think all the members of Chubby and the Gang are going to be doing a ton of stuff. Like, do you know, like they were all in a bunch of different bands and played in a bunch of different kind of contexts, like Summer in the Chisel, one of a Chubby in the Gang, Meg, sorry, what's her last name there? Who was a guitarist for a bit, became the touring guitarist for Turnstile and is possibly a full member of Turnstile now. Meg Mills. I think members of Chubby and the Gang also played in Big Cheese. Like, you know, it's very like interconnected. So I think this project is done, but I don't think it's going to be the last of any of them. Were you surprised?
I was a little surprised, but not that surprised. And oh, well, this might go into our next story. Did I put this in the chamber? I did put this in the chamber. A lot of these bands that get hyped
Oh,
in, I
yeah.
mean, Maximum Rock and Roll doesn't really exist anymore. And what I used to call Maximum Roll style punk, that is un underground buzz band style punk. These bands like to get huge. Or not, the bands don't. They tend to get huge within this small world, and they get a ton of hype around them, and then they break up. And that's a very common scenario, particularly when they put out one record that everyone goes nuts over, and they put out a second record that doesn't quite hit as big, and then they like to break up. So I'm not that surprised. I like Chubby and the Gang. I don't love Chubby and the Gang. I thought they were a cool band. So it seemed to me that. I guess what was shocking was the breakup was kind of so sudden, and that they were very active, and then they're like, well, that's it, it's over.
Yeah.
So, kind of surprising on that end.
Definitely.
Similarly, Jell have broken up and canceled all their shows. They put out a long note, and I actually have some kind of strong feelings about this, but basically, the band broke up because the guitar player who I think left the band, oh, left the band in 2024. He stole tens of thousands of dollars from them, and then he also put a nude image of one of the band members up on Reddit, which is very weird. And then he, quoting them, put them in physically dangerous situations and driving badly, that kind of thing. So he's been out of the band, so they're breaking up because they think that guy's a jerk. And it sounds like the guy's a jerk, but here's my question, Em. If he's just a jerk, why not just fire him from the band? Why break up the band? That's what I don't understand.
What I've like, yeah, I thought it was weird because he hasn't been in the band for, you know, roughly a year, maybe more, maybe less, depending. But
And also,
I
actually,
think,
I'm going to put out one more thing, and I'll, is if he did put nude pictures of me online, which I believe he did, then
he
why
did.
not? Then why not have him arrested? That's illegal. Why not do that? You know, why not at least sue him for intentional emotional distress? That's where I'm confused.
What if they like they could be, you know what I mean? They could be doing that and they could be
True,
breaking
true,
up to take the legal action because maybe it
true.
can't be public for whatever reason or something. So I think that like obviously everything that they've detailed about his behavior is horrible. Like I like just absolutely horrible. Like he had complete control of all the bank accounts, like the nude photos thing is absolutely disgusting. And then the like erratic driving, not letting anyone else drive, like you know, like putting people into situations that he knew was on were unsafe. Like that's just really, really, really shitty. But the way that their statement reads is he was so like enmeshed in everything that I think even though he wasn't a part of the band anymore, he still had some level of like control over their money or their movement or something. So I think they broke up because for again, baseless speculation, right? But I think two reasons. I think one, there is an ongoing legal case and they need to focus on doing that instead of kind of being on tour and going different places. And two, like now, like the name has been tainted by everything that he's done, and everything he's done kind of in Jell's name, so to speak. So I wouldn't be surprised if like a couple years down the line, the other band members like reform and under a new name and move forward that way. But that's kind of what I took from it, is he did a lot of really bad stuff, but his removal didn't stop it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I might have a slight change in opinion, but my thoughts are is if I mean this guy's a jerk and a bad guy, so why let him break up your band? Why give him that victory? And then they say, oh, well, he's got the financial control or this. I mean, that can all be outmaneuvered, so I, and also like I remember Jell dropped off the Jeff Rosenstock tour, and to me it almost seems like the band's kind of like they don't, like I said. In my day job, I come across a lot of bands that want to fail or don't want to succeed, and so I'm sort of getting that vibe here, and they're like, well, why let him have the last laugh? Why not just keep going and get bigger without him? That being said, the counter argument is maybe they're also, the guy sounds like a jerk. Maybe they're also shooken up that the whole thing is just poison for them, and they don't even want to do it anymore,
I think it's that, yeah.
but then they've been doing it without him for about a year, so. I don't know. I would say, and it's always easier looking for, and this is a delicate situation, so it's hard to be very hard-lined about this. But I would say, well, why give him the last laugh? Why let him win in the end? But on the other hand, like maybe the whole thing is just so poisoned, they're just sick of it, they don't want to do it. But then on the other hand, like, well, actually, but here's where it gets confusing. Let's say they are sick of it, they don't want to do it anymore, and it feels so poisoned. But then why not play like your final dates? Like, why not, like, why should, like, before, that's where it's confusing. They canceled a bunch of shows, which they had planned after he left the band. So why not just, like, why not end on a high note and say, this is going to be our last tour, come see us? That's the weird thing. And I guess maybe the answer is maybe there's something very serious that we don't know about. That could be it.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
So, I mean, outside of that, outside of that, I would say then, I think it might be better to keep on trucking. But that being said, outside of that, yeah. So I don't, why let him have the last laugh? But maybe, I guess it, yeah. But see, why? Yeah, see, and we see this with a lot of bands is maybe there is something like that we don't know about. So then, why be so detailed in some areas, but then like leave the biggest question obscured? Right, that's what's annoying as a fan, I guess. And like I said, I mean, in the long term of things, Jell breaking up, if they want to break up, is it's up to them, and it's not the worst thing in the world that they're breaking up. It's disappointing, but I guess bands that like Vague Book or whatever, why not say exactly why you're breaking up, or why cancel the tour that you already planned on when you could ride it out and then say it's the end. And that's the big mystery. Either just say we're breaking up, it's been a good ride, or kind of explain or finish the tour out or explain why you can't finish the tour out instead of putting out all this information, but then leaving the biggest part of the piece of the puzzle obscured. And I guess that's why people and fans like myself are confused by this statement. And that's what I'll say is, I mean, if they had to break up, they had to break up, I understand. But then why leave everyone confused about the reason for it? I guess that's what I'm saying.
I think there are certain circumstances, like maybe again, like the legal stuff or something else kind of really heavy going on behind the scenes that they're not either ready to talk about or they can't talk about.
But then why talk about all these other things, you know what I mean, that are very serious?
Because maybe these are the things they can talk about, and they're like, here, we're giving you, like, here's some of the stuff that we've been going through and some of the stuff we've had to deal with. And, maybe there's more or something. Like, I'm not really too sure, but I think they released that as a mini kind of explanation, like a mini kind of like, here's a peek behind the curtain kind of thing.
And then I guess I would comment is that then their strategy I think is not that great, because if the strategy is to explain why they broke up and get people to see the bad things that have happened to them, then why leave all these unanswered questions? Why not then do it in a way that that says we're breaking up because this guy's a jerk and we just can't go on. Why? I mean, as you saw in the comment section on Instagram, people were like, well, why are they breaking up? Why don't they just fire the guy? A lot, not just me, a lot of people said that. So I think their approach was kind of askew and that it's not really achieving what they wanted to achieve, I think. So.
I think it's something that makes sense to them and maybe we'll find out later on. But I think they're just based on, again, baseless speculation. I have a feeling there's a lot more to the story.
Well, maybe in a couple of months we'll get a joint Danzig gel statement. I'm not a racist, and here's why gel broke up. I hope we get those. Let's end on a happy note. Alvilda, which is yet another buzz band, and I don't know about all of USA, but I think so. But especially in the East Coast and the Philly area, this French band is getting mad buzz. They are touring the USA for the first time ever. They've got an album out. The album is called Oof. And tell what's the name of this album?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
French is a terrible language. I mean, I'm looking. I'll give it a
One
shot.
minute, one minute, one
C'est
minute. Let me pull it up.
déjà l'hier or
Oh
something.
wait, no, I got it. I got it. C'est déjà l'heure.
What does that mean?
It means this is the hour again.
That's a cool title. So
Yes.
anyway, this band is a big buzz band. It's kind of like a it's, I mean, well, it's power pop with a slight tinge of punk, very 1981 style power pop. This band is real big in the Philly area. And I think they're pretty big, punk wise, that is. Punk big, meaning they'll play to like, 300 people. They're in the Philly area, people are talking about this band a lot. It's probably going to sell out in the Philly area. And I think in all of USA, they're kind of big and they're really kind of popping off. The music, I dig it a lot. Actually, I like this record a lot. My only statement, and the world revolves around me, is M, I do have a tough time getting into bands that aren't in English because I want to know what they're saying and I don't know. And so I tend to lose interest.
But
But that being said, oh, go ahead, what's that?
their lyrics are on Bandcamp. You can translate them.
Oh, in English?
No, they're in French, but you can translate them.
I'm not gonna do that much work, Em.
It's just a copy and paste.
I'm not doing that, Em.
I
So anyway, this band sounds cool. I'm probably gonna go see them. And like I said, I wish it was in English because the world revolves around me, even though they're French. But this band is cool, and they're getting a lot of buzz. And I like this record, even though I wish it was in English. And what's your take on Alvilda? Which I think the name means like elf battle or something. Is that right, Em?
am not sure what their name means. I will pop that into Google Translate real quick and see if Elf Battle comes up. Because if so, that's a pretty sick name. It means all wild, apparently.
Oh, I was totally wrong.
Oh, actually, it translated from Danish. French to English, it means the same thing. It doesn't have meaning.
Well, I like Elf Battle better.
You should ask them when you go to their show.
Do they speak English? I don't know. They probably do.
Maybe. I think so.
The
Power
singer,
Pop Paris.
this is kind of weird. The singer looks exactly like my friend's ex-girlfriend. Like she looked exactly like her. They could be twins. It's crazy.
What if it is? What if she moved to Paris?
Could be. I'm trying to think of her last name. Actually, I think of her last name is a French last name. Could be. Could be.
What? Ooh, what if it is?
It could be. They're about the same age, I think.
That would be cool.
So, Em, what do you think of it? What do you think of this?
I think this is pretty cool. I like bands that sing in their languages. It's very helpful to help you learn it. And there are so many great like French punk bands.
There are.
Oh yeah. One minute, I'll send you these guys. There's a band. Well, because Quebec has a huge punk scene, right? And obviously, like a majority of those bands sing in English, but there's a fair amount that sing in French. And they are like really, 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 really good. So there's one band, they're from Rouyn-Noranda and in Quebec, and they released an album last year called Capital de l'Arsenic. And it's all about the way that Glen Corporation and the iron smelter is having such a detrimental impact on the environment and the people's health in the city. And like no one's really talking about it and stuff. So there's a lot of like environmental themes, and that's something that they've been singing about since like they formed their first album, is called Glen Corruption, and kind of begins that. And then this album, Capital Del Arsenic, talks a bit more about that. And the name is pretty, explanatory, because Rouyn-Noranda, because of the smelter, they have one of the highest, if not the highest, concentration of arsenic in the like environment, in the air, the like the water and stuff. But anyways, on a slightly lighter note, Alvilda is very good. I enjoy them. I like the power pop vibes, and I want to see how much of the lyrics I can translate myself before I have to use Google, because learning, or I guess relearning French, is a work in progress.
Well, there you have it. Go see Alvilda. It should be pretty cool. Any closing words for tonight's episode?
Yeah, I have two.
What are they?
First, I haven't written about it yet, but Thought Crime have broken up. They have decided to disband. So I saw them not last week, but the week before in Toronto, wanting to see them for a really long time. And this was one of their first Canadian shows and their last. So I'm really glad that I went and was able to see them. They were absolutely incredible live. They have a couple more US shows, so if you're able to go see them, go see them. And they played with a lot of really great bands. They played with 666 Pastel, Gut Machine, and Burst Synapse, who are all incredible. It's a really, really, really great night. So thank you so much to Thought Crime for everything that you've done and all the incredible music and everything. So looking forward to seeing what they do next. And yeah. Also, shameless self-promotion of an interview that's up now with Danny and Nathan of Pro Wrestling the Band. So go read it and fall in love with Pro Wrestling the Band. And I guess my final kind of words of advice are just steer, or don't use Nazi imagery. Don't be a Nazi.
Well, there you have it. Don't be a Nazi is always good advice. And we will see you next. When?
Next week.